Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov and Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, for Shleim Eliyahu ben Sora, ben Morcha ben Sora, and the Nishas Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok Rav Shleim Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok Oren ben Moshe and Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliyazim ben Reach. I thought that today I would share with you something that happened, not a very earth-shattering event, but I learned a lesson which I think can be very beneficial in the pursuit of further bitochon and the concern of not allowing whatever level of bitocha we achieve to interfere with our appreciation of Hashem. As counterintuitive as it sounds, let me explain. We recently had a big fundraising event, and it was ambitious, but yet I was quite confident that we were going to succeed. I had no doubt about it. I know that success depends on Hashem, and I was just quite sure that he just wouldn't let us down. And he didn't. The last minute when it ended was over, and Baruch Hashem, we did very well. We did exceedingly well, Baruch Hashem. And I realized as I was going home that I'm not so grateful. Like, I didn't express such appreciation. I couldn't get it. We raised a lot of money. We achieved our goal. And why wasn't I just thrilled with the accomplishment? I woke up this morning and I realized also, I'm not so excited about the accomplishment. I'm not so thankful. I didn't really even express a true measure of appreciation to Hashem. And then I realized, when a person even thinks he has a certain level of bitochon, whatever the level he has, whatever level he thinks he has, so one would think that now, when that bitochon is rewarded with success, is crowned with success, then that's the perfect time to express my appreciation to Hashem. In fact, we could quote Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who said that's the pshat in the pasuk that we often quote here as mamish, the foundational concept of bitochon. I trusted Hashem in your kindness, not in your Yeshua. I'm not sure the Yeshua is going to come, but I'm trusting your kindness is endless, is infinite. Absolutely. And because of that, my heart will rejoice, something from within, because I have such a deep trust in your chesed, something from within just tells me that the Yeshua is going to come. And that's why I'm batuach in the Yeshua, because it started with a batuach in the chesed. I can't be batuach in the Yeshua directly, because mi yodea mishpatei Hashem, who says I'll be worthy, but I'm trusting your chesed. And your chesed is so intense and so overwhelming and so clear that that's the purpose for which you created the world. That your gelibi, I know, Loshen Osid, the Goyin says that, Loshen Osid, my heart will rejoice, the Yeshua will definitely come. And then it says, oh, Shira Hashem, I will sing Shira, I'll sing the ultimate praises of Hashem, Ki Gomol Olai, after the fact. Now, Chaim Soloveitchik points out that it's only after the chesed is bestowed upon us can we say Shira. Shira is not something that can be said just any old time. Chesed is done. I have it. I feel it. Now I'm ready to say Shira. So I didn't understand why I wasn't ready to say Shira. Well, what's going on over there? Then I realized the pshat isn't necessarily that once that when I have bitochon that something's going to happen. So I can't say Shira yet because it didn't happen. But Ashira Lashem ki gomol olai, when it happens, then I'm already in the mood to be able to say Shira, to sing the ultimate praises of Hashem because of what he did. Ki gomol olai. But then I realized that maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is it's not now I'm capable of Shira. it's now Shira is capable of elevating me. Until I have seen the result of my bitochen, then I don't have the potential to grow even beyond that to say Shira. The Shira is the method, is the means of growth, not the expression of recognition. Actually, the Ralbag says this, that the reason they said Shira Alayam was that they shouldn't falter in their amuna. That had they not said Shira, they would have something, it wouldn't have clicked with them to the fullest extent when a nest took place. We need it in order to strengthen ourselves. So the Pshat and Reb Chaim, Moshul Hashem Ki Gomel Elias, even though I have Bitochen, until I actually receive something, I'm not in a matzav where I can say Shira and Shira will transform me to a new level of appreciation. The matzav of having Bitochen, and then the Bitochen having been fulfilled, I got what I trusted in. I succeeded at what my heart's desires were fulfilled. Now, not now I can say Shira, but now I can say Shira and the Shira will uplift me to the next level. So I think from here we see a few things. Number one, that there's an opportunity when a person's bitochen has in fact been responded to in a positive way. If a person says Shira, if a person expresses their appreciation, then he has the opportunity to elevate the deepest sense of appreciation of Hashem. This Shira will help me to develop a greater appreciation. And the greater appreciation I have, the more bitochen I can have in the future, the more I'll be sure that Hashem will continue to help me, and it has a domino effect. But also, it means that there's a mikshol, that sometimes when I feel a certain level of bitochen, then I take the final delivery, the final, when it actually comes, I'd be talking it's going to come. And then when it comes, a little bit, it's anticlimactic. I take it for granted. That's a terrible thing. Should never take Hashem's chesed for granted. Even if it comes as the result of bitochen, which Hashem created this mechanism to achieve what we want. But what should I do rather? I should say Shira to elevate my appreciation. Now that I got the deliverance of my bitochen, now that my bitochen was answered, now I'm in a situation where I can much greater appreciate the Shira. I can much greater, have a greater appreciation, and the Shira can have literally have a transformative effect on my life. And maybe that's the reason why this idea of saying Nishmas has taken such a front and center seat. Because what it really means is as follows, is when Hashem will deliver on my bitochen, when I'll see the Yeshua, then I will say Nishmas to elevate the appreciation of the Yeshua. The Yeshua is not necessarily appreciated. If I had bitochen, I could take the Yeshua for granted. Yeah, I know it was going to happen. I'm sure it was going to happen. And then I can forget that this is the greatest chesed Hashem, that this is a nes, that this is a showering Hashem, showering me with his chesed and racham. But it's easy to forget because I knew it was going to happen. I had bitochen, I knew it was going to happen. Could also be sometimes that there's a danger in this. I think the Goyim points out Rav Avni Eliyahu in the Siddur HaGra on Shema Kuleinu. Sometimes there's a danger that if I have bitochen, that I can rely on my bitochen, not on the chesed Hashem. Everything will be fine. My bitochen will carry me through. No, the bitochen doesn't carry you through. It's the chesed Hashem. The bitochen is to rely on the chesed Hashem. And sometimes when we say Shira later, what it does is it says, hey, don't think this came about because of your bitochen. If your bitochen was in the chesed Hashem, and it's the chesed Hashem, Hashem's kindness and mercy and graciousness that has granted you this. And when you say Shira, then you will indelibly imprint upon yourself that message, that it has that transformative effect, that now you truly recognize where it comes from. And maybe that's why that if a person says Nishmas, you know, after a Nes and after a Hatzolah and this, it doesn't have to be every day. Because once I say it, I've firmed up that realization that I might have missed even in this state of Bitochon, I might have missed the extent of Hashem's Chesed. And now that I know and I'm focused on the extent of Hashem's Chesed, and now I'm ready to move on and to to experience and relive the bitochen experience again and again and again. Hashem should help that we should find every means possible and every way possible and through every occurrence and every expression of appreciation that we can do, ways to strengthen our bitochen, because ultimately the strength of bitochen is really the most critical factor in our lives. It's what the Goyin says is the ikar of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And it's really the ultimate source of strength and menuch zanefesh and yeshuas in a world which is so full of obstacles and challenges. Good evening to all.